Welcome to the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist and endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. Thank you for listening. Well, today I'm joined by my favorite registered dietitian, Addie Delaney Meinrich, and I think we should start with congratulations on your half marathon victory.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, so you ran the Houston half marathon.
Yes, ran the Houston half yesterday, ran around my new downtown city. So it was really a beautiful course, nicely run, a lot of great positivity at all of these events, which is something that I just love to see from, you know, seeing different people at different, you know, athletic levels and ages all participating. And it's just such a positive atmosphere at, you know, these different endurance races. So it was a really great day and a really cool way to see a new city, which is our new city here in Houston. And it was just a beautiful fall morning. So I had some cooler temps, which helped with my run because we were, you know, just like you've been training in the hot humidity all summer. So running in the 50s was quite the treat.
Yeah. So that was great. So you're doing good. I can remember way back when you said the only reason you ever went to Europe was to watch a marathon. So you've been going to marathons and half marathons for a long time, and now you're the participator.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a really fun time, and it's kind of fun to see where it come around, because for a while there, I hated running in high school, especially just did it for condition, but I was inspired by you. So I'm really happy to enjoy it now and be able to go about and do these different events.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, you're a youngster, but as far as, you know, anti-aging, exercise is one of the best ways to do that. And not just, you know, stroll around the park, but these great endurance events and exercise to the point where you're really, you know, putting yourself out there. So it's a great way to keep yourself from aging. And I think when, you know, you see everybody, all shapes and sizes and all ages, you know, running half marathons and marathons, and I think there's no reason to limit ourselves and think that we could never do that. So anybody can train up and do a half marathon.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I wanted to do a shout out because we have several people that we have worked with or that are members of the practice that actively engage in endurance events. One that actually did a half marathon this weekend as well was Ann Dozier. So hi, Ann. I think she listens to the podcast. She completed a half marathon.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, she just completed that yesterday, her second year in a row doing that race, and I think it went very well.
And then I'm going to just use first names because I don't have permission, but shout out to Lee, who is a member of our practice that has completed a couple half Ironmans this summer and several half marathons, and Suzette, who is an active competitive rower. So we have all kinds of people that, despite being in the upper age groups, I think both Ann, Lee, and Suzette are in the above 50 age group competing actively and frequently in these endurance events. So I think it's great.
Absolutely.
There was, I listened to a podcast called Marathon Talk, and they were talking to a professor that works for beatit.com, which is a powdered beet supplement. And he was actually making mention that, you know, athletic performance can be improved because of what we know. Eating beets help to produce nitric oxide, and nitric oxide dilates your blood vessels. And so your running economy actually is improved. And he thought that perhaps, you know, us weekend warriors or, you know, non-elite athletes would actually even benefit more. And I'm a fan of doing, you know, beats before endurance events. But it was funny because they made, you know, this beet powder, which I'm not sure exactly, you know, how much the beet powder does. But, you know, he made mention that, you know, we all agree that eating green leafy vegetables is a great source of nitric oxide, but this beet powder might be for people that don't eat a good diet. And I kind of had to chuckle because, you know, plant-based athletes are getting plenty of nitrates. And it's good not even just before a race, but to make sure you're getting your nitric oxide producing vegetables all the time. And then you could bump them up the night before. If you wanted to do a little, you know, a couple beets before you get a race or in the morning, you could. But I think it's real important. And he even went through the mechanism that, you know, when you chew something, it mixes with the microbes in your tongue and the amylase in your sputum. And that's how you get the nitric oxide production. The interesting thing, if you do a powder or a drink, you're not going to get that. You're going to get, you have to wait longer. You have to wait 20, 30 minutes for it to hit your intestines. So chewing your beets on a regular basis, chewing your nitric oxide producing greens is a good way to improve your athletic performance.
Absolutely. And then if you eat the whole food form, you're also getting that fiber. So.
Yeah. So I'm all in favor of whole foods and, you know, not so much the powders. Let's stick to the real food. And you get the pleasure of eating, you know, and I think that's the other part. So when people don't take time to eat their vegetables and eat their fiber, then they're filling up with other things or thinking that they can fill up with other things that aren't really doing you any nutritional favors. So we actually had the pleasure of seeing each other this weekend. We flew to Atlanta and went up to Cummings, Georgia to the Concierge Medicine Conference. I spoke along with my consultant, Nancy Latati. We wanted to introduce the practice of lifestyle medicine or nutrition education as a way to reverse lifestyle disease into the practice of concierge type medicine. And that was the idea. It was not that well received.
No, interestingly enough.
You know, we were for starters, we were in a breakout group that was deemed women's health, which was very disappointing because they didn't know where to put us. The topics that they had were clinical upgrades and research track, the art of business, technology and innovation, where they talked about artificial intelligence. They had women's health track with breast cancer risk assessments. That's mainly with radiology. They had a technology and innovation track about genetic testing. They had, we were under women's health track, how lifestyle medicine adds value to concierge care. So it's a pretty good title, but we didn't have very many people attending our breakout session. We were competing with the integrating genetics into your medical practice. We were competing in another room, marketing your practice, tending the garden, practical ideas for marketing your practice, and a painless approach to eliminate the need for opioids. That was what we competed for during our hour.
And I also think the misrepresentation of women's health had something to do with it. It wasn't, you know, correctly identified. I didn't think as best as it could have been, but nonetheless.
Yeah, you know, it was more about how to market a concierge practice, how to do testing in the concierge model. You know, it's. I guess we could talk about a little bit what concierge medicine is. I don't fall into that track. We don't fall into that track completely. Our practice is a membership practice where there is a monthly membership fee. I do bill Medicare. I don't bill other insurances. We test only things that are needed. So we don't do routine testing as a way of increasing our income. So we don't do any blood work in the office. People can go any place they want in the world and get their blood work done. I even do my own echoes a lot of the time to do a quick look so we know what's going on with the patient. I do stress testing in the office, but it's part of the monthly practice. I still go to the hospital. A lot of concierges don't. Of course, we have a registered dietitian on full staff. Thank you very much.
Go ahead. different wellness components that are within that membership fee. So the online content, the nutrition classes, the wellness challenges and exercise evaluations, so all of that, which is not as much diagnostic, but more reversal and preventative.
Right. I always get, and I talked about that during my talk, when people say that their doctor's following their condition by doing yearly stress tests or doing yearly carotid ultrasounds or blood work every 3 months, just because, not actually looking at something. Following as a disease continues to progress is not reversing it. It's just a way of following it, but it's still the old practice of medicine, waiting for people to get sick. And what we were trying to convey is we don't need to wait for people to get sick. We can actually make them more healthy before they do get sick by reversing obesity and, if people have hypertension, making sure we can get that to go away, getting rid of gastroesophageal reflux by changing your diet, diabetes, cholesterol issues, and then just moving, because it's a big deal if you can't get off the ground, and there's actually a sit to rise test that looked at people from 50 to 80 over a 6 to 10 year period. And if you can't get off the ground without using, the idea of the test to score a perfect 10, you actually have to go to the ground without using your hands or touching your knees or anything, and then get back up without going to your knees. And you get a point, with everything. If you're knee touches the ground, that's a point taken off, so if your left knee and your right knee get taken, you touch the ground when you get up, then that's 2 points subtracted. If you've got to hold on to something, that's another point subtracted. If you're unsteady, that's another half point subtracted. So people that can't do that actually have an increased mortality if they're less than an 8. And so those are kind of things that we assess in our practice and, are very encouraging to get people to do these endurance events so that they can stay in shape and keep their muscles in shape and their body moving, as opposed to just testing and documenting them as they get worse.
Absolutely. And I think, and that can look different for everybody. We've talked about our endurance events, but I just had a couple patients today who have done everything from Pilates to workout videos at home to water aerobics, walks that they've now incorporated their family into, Zumba classes, yoga, you name it. We're really encouraging of that movement aspect, which I think and we're specific about it, both from the wellness side and the nutrition side, because I think you talked about that in your talk was, you get the general blanket statement from your physician of you need to eat right and exercise. And that's kind of where it stops. So we take it the next level, provide examples, provide transitional training, as well as, clearly nutrition intervention to help with that. So I guess that was the more frustrating or even confusing aspect of, okay, so we're going to have, someone come with this concierge practice, but what are you really doing in terms of intervention wise that is different for your patient population than what they can get from a non-concierge practice? And I think that's, obviously we're not concierge, but just in that realm of practice models, that's where we're much different, is you're getting something very different from what you could get down the street from a traditional medical practice.
Yeah, and I have to give a shout out to Nancy Latati. She was my consultant that helped me to transition my practice, and without her, it would have certainly taken a lot longer, and I probably wouldn't have had the courage to do it. And, one thing that she did during her part of our talk was, she talked about how she and her husband actually reversed their lifestyle diseases by becoming plant-based after she, heard what we were trying to do. And, it was discouraging in the room of physicians. Two or three had watched Forks Over Knives And despite Nancy talking about how her husband lost weight and got rid of his diabetes and hypertension, and how I showed several patient examples and success stories and how we did things, nobody had any questions whatsoever on how to implement that into their practice. They just weren't interested. And they weren't our people. they weren't our people. Maybe somebody will think about it a little bit, but they really weren't our people. It was all about how do we get more people into our practice? What fancy bells and whistles can we tell everybody we have in our practice, like genetic testing and hormone replacement and anti-aging talks or whatever. But, it wasn't about actually reversing disease in people.
Right. Exactly. It was on what new hip trendy thing can I add to my tagline? We know the basics really get you a long way from what we do with our practice.
So, there was interest from a couple people that was, they sparked a little bit of interest, but, I was frustrated at first, and then I thought, well, it's not like the general population, right? There's 96% of the people in the world are not plant-based. We're a very small sect. So when you go into environment, I would never go to McDonald's and try to, talk people into becoming plant-based. It probably wouldn't work. And this wasn't that much different. We thought that in this practice where people have much more time with patients, potentially, that people might be more in tune to doing something like this because they're not rushed with a 15-minute office visit. But they're not ready to hear that message yet. And that's a shame. And they're not ready to hear that message themselves yet as far as being plant-based. The biggest kicker was the sign on the buffet table that we didn't eat lunch at. And it said, do you remember?
Yeah, this was great.
Do you remember what it said?
It says, trying to accommodate everyone, but we're not Nutella. We can't please everyone.
Yes. So, in other words, don't talk to me about your dietary preferences. There was some romaine lettuce and there was some fruit. There was a big Asian looking salad, probably from Costco, with oily dressing. There was a big vat of what appeared to be vegetable soup, but there was no tag on it saying that it was actually vegan. So the base could have been chicken broth, most likely was. So we didn't eat any of that. And then they had these
big thing of chicken salad, a big thing of grilled chicken, and then your standard Sam's Club brownie cookie assortment.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the other thing, to go back to the talk. Guy walked in the front, physician walked into the front row with his Costco Danish and was sitting there, eating.
Late. His Danish. He was late. Yeah.
He was eating his Danish while Nancy was presenting obesity data and the poor nutritional health habits of Americans. So that was, so again, for all you out there that wonder why your doctors aren't sympathetic to your plant-based questions, and that's the reason, because they're eating Danishes too, most likely. But nevertheless, we gave it our college try, and
got the word out there, had some people thinking, I think.
Yeah, and in the best, we both said that, besides getting to spend some time with Nancy, one of the best things, they had a keynote speaker from White House to House Calls, Dr. Connie Mariano, she was the former White House physician, gave the keynote talk to open up the meeting. And she did a very eloquent talk about her humble beginnings in the Philippines and joining the Navy to pay for college. And then, wanting to dedicate more service to the country that she was so grateful for by becoming a White House physician. I'm not so sure how many people actually got the message. She she took a lot of time to talk about being honest and to follow your passion and to serve others. And I'm just not so sure how much her story may have been, may have resonated as well. But definitely a very impressive woman who has dedicated her life to the service of others. So that was great to actually be there and hear that talk.
Right. And I loved her focus. She kept bringing it back to, you know, her two number one, goals or aspects she focused on was, you know, have a purpose, know what your purpose is continuously, and then have people surrounding you who are supportive of that purpose and knowing how and when to give back to others and being humble and just working hard to work hard and not just for your bottom line and doing the right thing. And she should be the keynote speaker at, she should be the commencement speaker at universities across the country. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was. I mean, so she was in the Navy, she was on a ship, you know, she served her time after she graduated from college and medical school. She certainly did her duty to the government and pay back her debts, but yet she wanted to serve more and still is very appreciative. And it was very refreshing to see and hear how, you know, you can do anything you want to if you're willing to work hard and, follow your passion, follow your dreams, and not be afraid to, give it your best shot. So I thought that was really, really good.
Absolutely.
Funniest moment of the weekend, Dr. Delaney forgot her running shoes.
Yes, we were on the phone driving to the airport, she in Tampa, me in Houston, and we're talking about how neither one of us are capable of packing lightly, but, after you get your cosmetics and your shoes. And then I thought she was going to drive off the Skyway Bridge in panic as she noted that she had forgotten her tennis shoes.
But as any good runner would do, we pulled up, we Googled wear running shoes. I wear ultra running shoes. I like them because they're zero drop and they have a wide toe box. And most specialty running stores carry them, at least some version of them. So Roadrunner Sports came up and we got all excited and we drove through the Atlanta rush hour traffic to the Roadrunner Sports on the way to the hotel, only to find that they didn't carry my large 10 and a half size. But it was not without merit.
We found a great vegan little cafe.
Yes, we did. We found
Cafe the West in Buckhead. Shout out.
Say it again.
Cafe West in Buckhead, Atlanta. Shout out to them. They were phenomenal.
Absolutely. We got mushroom soup, a healthy healing mushroom soup with ginger and lemongrass. And we had a quinoa and beet burger. So it was great. And I can't remember his name, but he was very interested in what we did at the restaurant. But they had quite a bit of foot traffic in and out of the store. So that was great. So, you know, you can find a place to eat if you're willing to look. And, you know, we were just hoping they might have had a vegan option. But, it was mainly vegan with some vegetarian options. So it was really good.
That was quite the treat. But then we did find, you know, shout out to my old stomping grounds, Big Peach Running Company. They came through with a 10 and a half ultra Torrent for you. So
I got my 10 and a half Torrent and Friday morning, we went for our run and did our workout. So we will not be held back from getting the workout in. And you can always use another pair of running shoes, different color, same model. For the most part, this was a little bit more of a plush Torrent, but that's okay. But I go through, a pair of running shoes probably every 3 or 4 months. So they'll fit nicely into the rotation.
They will be used.
So next up for you, next up for both of us, I guess, is the Turkey Trot in Houston.
Yes. So we're going to be doing we live in a suburb of Pearland, Texas. And typically because of Nathan's job, we are in season around the holidays. So I'm thankful to have the fam coming to where we are. So this will be our first Texas turkey-less Thanksgiving. So we'll kick it off with a 10K in the morning around my little tiny town of Pearland.
Turkey-less trot, yes. Maybe before we get to take Hoss, maybe?
Potentially. Hoss Man, if you follow us on social media, my rescue shepherd was found out to be heartworm positive. We just actually finished up treatments and was cleared about a week and a half ago. So he is good to resume activity. So I get my running buddy back. So he may be able to hit the course with us. We'll have to see how he's doing. We're doing a couch to 5K program right now with Hossie Boy.
Yeah, it was interesting. So Hoss was found in the Glades down in Florida wandering around. Somebody had thrown him out. And
like 4 months old, very small. Yeah,
and he initially tested negative, but then a subsequent 3 month later tested positive because some of the larvae had, even despite heartworm treatment when, you know, they first found him, could I guess obviously still grew. So he's doing good. He looks good on videos, like he's ready to rock and roll.
Yes, he is. He's a happy boy. We're thankful to have our rescue.
Very much so. So then, yes, and so that, and then up next for me will be the California International Marathon, and hoping to get faster this year for that. And then we'll be back in Houston for another half marathon.
In January, yes. We will be here for then, and then the following month, back in Texas for you for the Austin Marathon.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm having dual state citizenship, Texas and Florida. Before we go, you know, I want to do a little plug for you and Mama Says. A couple things. You're now working with Mama Says and their weight loss bundle.
Yes. So if you have ever ordered from Mama Says, you can see on there that there are multiple bundles depending on your desires and needs. And they have recently launched a weight loss bundle really tailored towards those looking to make a lifestyle change, new to plant-based eating, that gives you a month's worth of a meal plan with some educational materials as well. And I also love they have a Facebook group that once you purchase a bundle, you can become a part of and ask questions. And I've done some nutrient analysis for them, as well as doing a little Ask Addy column. So if you are part of their bundle and you have nutrition questions related to plant-based nutrition of any kind, you can submit those to them. And I will be responding to a few every week on their website and on their Facebook page. They're sharing it. Just to get some extra nutrition education out there to the broader public. I've had a lot of fun with that. I love, any kind of freelance writing and blogging on nutrition that I can do. So this has been a really great opportunity. And, you know, they just have such a great company with a great story. And it's a really reputable company that if you are no oil, no salt, no sugar, plant-based, looking to get healthy, you can trust all options on there.
Yep. And we also have the athletic bundle, that you can purchase from them that we have approved, and also through our website. So you can go to drdelaney.com to check on those links. And, you know, again, if you have not been to our website, please go, because the other thing that we're going to do for the first time is an immersion program. And we're going to have that tied to our yearly conference, March 28th. 2020. So people will check in on Sunday, and we'll have Monday through Friday consultations with Addy and I, wellness plans, both exercise and nutrition. There'll be cooking demonstrations and lectures every day. There'll be exercise every morning and exercise in the afternoon. So we'll keep you really, really busy. It'll be a great camp. So if you're really interested in kicking up your fitness and your health and wellness and plant, you know, if you're not plant-based and you want to kickstart it, this is a great way, because you'll be getting 5 days of cooking lessons and the science behind it. And we are going to limit it to 7 to 10 people. So go over on the website and register. And if you have any questions, you can certainly email us, drdelaney.com. So it's Jamie, J-A-M-I, at drdelaney.com spelled out, or Addy, A-D-D-I-E, at drdelaney.com, or even call the office. The number's on the website. And we'll put links to the show notes. So
yeah,
that's
really exciting. You know, I think this is a great opportunity. We're not having a lot of open spaces because we want it to be a very intimate setting where you can get the most out of it, get your questions answered, and also have some personalization in terms of our health and nutrition recommendations for you. So yes, you're in a group setting, but it's supposed to be very, very personalized. So it's like a week intensive course, as if you were a member, but get it all smashed into 1 week. And I just think it's going to be really great. And what a beautiful time to be in Southwest Florida too, in that springtime season. And then finishing up with our conference, which will be the fifth annual conference that we've had. So I think it's just going to be a really awesome 2020 for everybody.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. If you haven't got our cookbook, head on over to the website or Amazon, pick up a copy of Plant-Based Wellness Cooking, The Doctor, the Dietitian, and the Diva. The Diva's not with us this evening. She's watching her favorite basketball team play, the Golden State Warriors.
So, Steph Curry, she is your biggest fan.
Yeah, Steph, if you're listening, the Diva's got your back. So, but that's, yeah, so. Check out the book and check out our website for the conference. But I think that's a great way to wrap it up. Eddie, you're going to want to tune in next week because I actually have another guest to talk about microgreens. So that'll be great. The beauty of growing your own microgreens. I've been enjoying that here. When you come to visit next week, this week actually, come in to visit. You'll be able to taste some of my microgreens. I've been doing, I have cilantro microgreens, broccoli microgreens, pea sprouts, and sunflower microgreens. So they're very, very tasty. You know, little piece of those is like having the whole head of broccoli, you know, so it's a big handful on your salad or, you know, a topping. It's on your veggie burger is a great way to really boost your nutrient intake.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. She's been teasing me with all these photos of these big, beautiful trays of sprouts. So very excited.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me and see you soon.
Absolutely. Stay plant strong, everybody.
All right. Take care.